A few years ago, when Act 62 was passed, those in the autism community saw it as a victory. The 2009 legislation required private insurance companies to pay for services for those with autism, up to $36,000 a year. But it also required the Pennsylvania Department of State to license behavior specialists. The deadline is fast approaching. Some parents, advocates, and specialists feel that these new licensure requirements could adversely affect autistic kids, the exact opposite of what their requirements aim to do. Luciana Randall is the head of the Autism Connection of Pennsylvania.
Over 20 years, we've had wraparound services in Pennsylvania, and wraparound is a system of care that originally was designed to keep kids out of institutional settings and out of the hospital if they had mental health issues. And going way back to my first clients, I had kids with autism that weren't correctly diagnosed because that was early in the time of diagnosis.
Autism diagnoses have been on the rise over the last 20 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say 1 in 50 school-age children have an autism spectrum disorder. Randall says she has been getting concerned calls from specialists and parents about the requirements and the specialists' ability to meet all of them in time.
People could have been doing behavior specialist consulting for a couple of decades and have gone through lots and lots of training and have, I know somebody with 2 master's degrees that will be completely ineligible to work and can no longer bill for his or her services.
According to the Department of Public Welfare, the requirements are that they be a licensed doctoral level psychologist or a licensed clinical psychologist, or have a master's degree in special ed or mental health. They have to have done 90 hours of relevant training and have completed at least 1,000 hours in direct clinical experience with those on the spectrum. That poses problems for specialists who have been in this field since before the boom of more recent autism diagnoses without a specific degree, and for those just getting out of school without the 1,000 hours of work. Without this license, insurance companies won't cover the treatment the specialists provide. The Department of Public Welfare estimates there are between 2,500 and 3,000 behavior specialists in the state. Before this, there were no uniform licensing requirements for them. But with the upshoot of children diagnosed on the autism spectrum, there is an increase of those needing these services, and there is more demand for behavior specialists. Randall says there are about 14,000 children in Pennsylvania who work with specialists. With the new requirements, the pool of specialists will shrink. About a third have begun the process, says the Department of Public Welfare. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder. There is no known cause and there is no cure, but there is treatment, which the behavior specialists provide. A child with autism is prescribed a certain amount of hours with a specialist who spends that time giving them assessments and supports at home, in school, and elsewhere.
You name it, we basically wrap around them and go wherever they go, and wherever their needs are presented, that's where we are.
That's Kara Kaler-Stewart, a behavior specialist with Family Behavioral Resources. She says with the process of paperwork and new specialists possibly coming in and others getting pushed out, it could be detrimental to her clients who have gotten used to her.
In my case, I've had these clients for 12 years, so it's pretty hard not to develop a relationship after all that time.
Kaler-Stewart has the qualifications to become licensed, but she said the process has been arduous. Reaching out to colleges for transcripts, obtaining legal documents such as her marriage license that states she is who she says she is, and submitting all of that information at different times to different offices.
For me, for example, my undergrad was from Pitt, and my master's degree was from California University of Pennsylvania, and then my coursework was from Pitt. So they're getting separate transcripts that they will need from different schools. Then they're getting the different forms that they request that you send first and then second. Then they're going to get my marriage certificate, and they have to find Kara Kaler's transcripts with Kara Kaler-Stewart.
Kaler-Stewart also supervises other specialists who won't be able to apply for the license.
We have many BSCs that have a master's degree, let's say in just general education. Let's say that they have a master's in education and they're certified to teach elementary ed. They are not permitted to apply for the licensure. You have to have a special education degree or a master's degree in social services.
No, you are not.
Leslie Walter is the mother of Lily, a 7-year-old girl with autism. She says a certificate on the wall is just one thing.
Is what I'm looking for as a parent, obviously I want them to be educated. I want them to have the right degree and training and so forth. But a really big piece of it is the fit between them and the child. You know, there may be great BSCs out there that may not work well with my daughter at all. So a lot of it is their personality, their creativity, their compassion, their caring.
Walter says it takes months to really get Lily. She worries about what could happen with the interruption of services or a different behavior specialist coming in, or what it would be like working with overworked specialists. She says her daughter Lily would be in a completely different place without the dedicated assistance of a behavior specialist.
That's a really key point. And I don't think they can teach that in school. And I don't think a degree gives you that necessarily. I think a degree is important and everyone should, you know, have what they need. But I'm just looking at those people that have been doing it for 10 years. And back then, even if you had a special ed degree, they didn't talk about autism. I have a special ed degree. We didn't learn about autism. So it's not their fault. But they know autism now because they've been living it and they've been working with our children.
For specialists who have been working in this field for a long time but don't have the right degree, they are to a degree just out of luck.
No, there will be no one will be grandfathered in.
Carrie Miller is a spokesperson for the Department of Public Welfare. The department is working with the Department of State to make sure the paperwork processing is going smoothly. If someone doesn't have the right degree, they can return to school and get a new degree. She says because there were no previous requirements, this is just a way to ensure the workers are qualified to be working with the children.
The law intended for behavioral specialists to obtain a license so that parents could feel more confident that their child's services are being provided by a qualified individual.
The deadline is in late May, but there is an extension for those that have already started the licensing process and need more time for training. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.